Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bringing us back 17 till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. Tracy, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you, please.
It's www.cfgroup.net.
All right.
Commercialfinancegroup.com is another website, but www.cfgroup.net.
Cfgroup.net. Check it out. And one of the things that you, as I mentioned in the previous segment, your business is helping small businesses primarily get access to capital, and your products, the resources that you offer are a little bit different, a little more flexible than, say, a bank loan would be, because it's asset lending. It's based on inventory and receivables largely. But your business needs for a business to be growing in order for it to be a good prospect for you, don't you?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, the other solution that we bring to the table is a company that maybe has had a bank facility, and with these economic times, they've shown a little bit of stress, and the bank's not comfortable, so the bank has started to reduce their credit lines,
mm-hmm.
which we've experienced in 2010. A lot of companies where credit lines were just cut in half. If there was a guy had $1 million line and was only borrowing $500,000. The bank notified the borrower, hey, your line's now capped at $500,000. Well, that may be a seasonal business that he dips into that line in his
right.
peak season and gets up to $750,000. Those are the other customers that have come to us and said, hey, we've got a guy right now in the poultry industry that has faced that with one of the big banks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to come into his season, so here's a solution for him to step in and work with us for a couple of years and get his ship back in better condition, and he'll probably find another, not a mega bank this time, but probably another bank on a smaller scale to step in and replace us after a couple of years.
Now, you've talked to quite a few of the large banks, large regionals especially, and you know that they're sitting on a lot of money that they could be lending, and yet they're not lending that money. And of course, you and I both know that the best return that they could get right now with interest rates so low, the best return they could get would be to a high-quality customer in a loan, isn't it?
Right, right. And with no demand, it's becoming difficult for these banks. And, again, keep in mind there's this political whip that's being put out there in the public eye, loan money, loan money, loan money. So
mm-hmm.
with the amount of liquidity that's out there, what I was sharing with you earlier was the fear I've got is we're kind of back to where we were in 06, 07 in certain degrees from the perspective of that much capital looking for a place to park it to create return. And there's always that concern of do credit standards start to drop in order to create yields for the banks.
Well,
the banks also have shareholders they've got responsibility to.
Well, but the shareholders are not who they're worried about. The regulators are who they're worried about. And
that's the bigger problem, yeah.
But the thing is that here's how today is different from 06 and 07. Number one, the regulators are clamping down. Number two, we have a very keen, very recent, very painful memories of what happens when you loosen your credit standards. So I don't think that's going to happen anyway soon. Plus, in those days, you had lots of demand. Even with the good companies, bad companies, whatever, everybody was taking the money. Today, the bad companies are gone. For the most part, there are some, obviously there are some companies out there who's still struggling, but they're just hanging on by their fingernails. But most of the companies that are left after the Great Recession are actually pretty good operators, and they're operating so well, as we talked about in the previous segment, they don't want any loans. They're not looking for loans. The polling we do and the polling we report on, Tracy, indicate that the good companies that America is going to be relying on in the next generation, that are operating right now, are not looking for loans. They've either got all the credit they need, or and they don't want any more, or they're just not looking for anything else.
I agree with that to a certain extent. The one thing I do think that's still troubling out there, as of the first quarter, we have only written off $500 billion in debt.
And those are
the banks nationally in the United States have written off, and this is predominantly real estate,
yeah,
but they've only written off $500 billion in total debt.
Of what? Of the total pie of what?
$500 billion of what has been speculated to be $1 or $2 trillion out there, mm-hmm, in troubled assets. And the feds have only reimbursed out of the FDIC protection $9 billion in reimbursements to these banks.
Hmm.
So what that tells me is there's still an underlying current of bad debt sitting out there, you know, creating some issues for some banks. Georgia, we still have probably 30 banks that are operating basically illiquid.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to your point.
Just because they don't want to go in and take all of them over for the emotional reasons, the political reasons, and the financial reasons.
We don't have the capital.
Yeah.
The feds don't have the capital.
They don't have it, do they? Yeah.
No. So I think I agree with you that there are most of the companies that are going to be out there today have weathered the typhoon. You know, they may still be in their life raft trying to figure out what direction they're going, but financially they've made it through. And if they can, continue forward, and we don't.
So you're saying that the businesses on out there on Main Street are stronger financially than their bankers are. In many cases,
a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, in some cases, yeah. Very interesting, folks. Interesting circumstances. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Tracy Eden after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.